Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at ICD-10 updates for October 1st, and finally, a story about animal versus plant protein and mortality. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 567, recorded October 7th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Doctors of chiropractic should be aware that there are some significant updates regarding ICD-10 that go into effect October 1st of this year, due to the partial code freeze being lifted. Of particular interest to chiropractors is the addition of numerous injury codes in Chapter 19, musculoskeletal codes in Chapter 13, and clarifications on excludes, notes, and laterality. Doctors should review the 2017 ICD-10-CM guidelines to familiarize themselves with the changes and make sure that all ICD-10 reference material is up to date. Surf to our show notes for relevant ICD-10 links related to these updated codes. Defining what represents a macronutritionally balanced diet remains an open question and a high priority in nutrition research. Although the amount of protein may have specific effects, from a broader dietary perspective, the choice of protein sources will inevitably influence other components of diet and may be a critical determinant for the health outcome. The objective of a study recently published in JAMA was to examine the associations of animal and plant protein intake with the risk for mortality. The prospective cohort study of United States healthcare professionals included over 130,000 participants from the Nurses' Health Study from 1980 to the end of the follow-up on June 1, 2012, along with Health Professionals' Follow-Up Study from 1986 to the end of follow-up on January 31, 2012. Animal and plant protein intake was assessed by regularly updated validated food frequency questionnaires. The study concluded that high animal protein intake was positively associated with mortality, and high plant protein intake was inversely associated with mortality, especially among individuals with at least one lifestyle risk factor. Substitution of plant protein for animal protein, especially that from processed red meat, was associated with lower mortality, suggesting the importance of protein source. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. You learn more from failure than from success. Do not let it stop you. Failure builds character. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.